Open your magazines to pages 24 and 25 as you join us today for this article, and I hope you're on time because you'll get the beginning of the lesson, and we're so glad to have you with us today. I'm your teacher, Doris, and we have several other people with us today. Pam, we're glad to have you back.
Hi, it's great to be back, and we were all punctual and on time today.
Yes, we're very reliable, and we're so glad that our new teacher and our new panelist, Joe, is here. Joe, how did you like being on Advanced yesterday?
That was so much fun. It's my first time being on Rio, so I'm incredibly excited. Second time, still excited.
But it won't be your last time, because we have lots of radio programs coming up every day, so will you join us sometimes?
Absolutely.
Good. Well, this article that we talked about is kind of a simple article, really, for Advanced, but sometimes good just to use English in a very simple way. And what are we going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to be looking at the second tip our writer has given us, four tips to master being on time. Yesterday, the first tip was to refuse to take on too much.
Okay, so we're going to find out how we can be on time more. That will make us more reliable, won't it, Joe?
Absolutely. So these tips will be very helpful for that.
And so we say you have to be punctual. That's another way of saying to be on time. And we call that punctuality.
Punctuality.
If the person is good at being on time, we say that they are good at being punctual. They have punctuality, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out now other ways. Because when you're not punctual, when you're not on time, what are some of the results that we talked about yesterday?
Well, we talked about some consequences. If you aren't punctual, then it really does show disrespect. It's not very respectful to other people. And they decide that you aren't someone who can be trusted.
You're not
trustworthy or reliable.
Well, how does it affect you personally? Does that make you feel stressed?
Of course. So when you're not punctual, you know, you're not organized. You lack a little bit of organizational skills. And so you start to feel more stressed as you take more on and you have more things to do and you're constantly behind your schedule.
You know, we always need to be more organized. I always try to put the keys to the car in the same place so I don't have to say, where's the car keys? I'm looking all over it. Put it at the same place. And when you're traveling, always put things in your suitcase. Don't put them in the drawer. You can't find them. Mm-hmm. And you have to organize yourself wherever you are. Do you have to organize things every day?
Absolutely. If my keys are not in the same place every day, I just feel absolutely lost. I'll go back to that spot. If they're not there, I have no idea where to even start looking.
Where did I put them?
Where did
I
go?
Look all over, right? Well, and I think this is true with a lot of different things in our life. We have to realize if we're late and the bus is late, we better take the earlier bus next time. Because that bus is often late, right?
Right. Again, planning ahead, thinking ahead.
Well, now, this is a lot of things to do with women on here, but even as a man, and Joe, do you ever think about what you might wear when you go to work and everything?
Of course. One of the things is I try to get up early in the morning because I want to do things. I want to exercise. I don't want to think about my outfit in the morning, so right. I lay things out the night before.
That's a good way to do it, isn't it?
I do exactly the same thing, Joe. I tend to wash all my clothes on the weekend, so I know I have everything clean before the week begins. And then if I have an appointment for the following day, I make sure that I have all of my clothes, my jewelry, shoes, everything laid out the night before. I want to know that I can just grab it, put it on, and go out the door.
Because sometimes you think you have time in the morning, and somebody calls you on the phone, and then it's late, or something happens.
Well, I think of, maybe I miss my alarm clock. Maybe I oversleep. I want to know I can wake up, roll out of bed, get cleaned up, have the clothes there, and out the door.
So, I think this is good advice. Advice to everybody listening in, no matter what you do, remember that you will not be so stressed out if you can be on time. Now, we said that there are several things that we have to learn, and I think we have to know that you cannot say, well, my family's always late. It's in the genes. Can we use that as an excuse or not?
No, this is something we can master our schedules. We can master those skills.
It's not in your genes. It's the way you yourself do it. Now, maybe you've learned bad habits from some members of your family, but that's still no excuse. You have to decide, I'm not going to be that way. And you can.
That's right, because punctuality is something that you can change. If you tend to be late or tardy, T-A-R-D-Y, that's something you can change. You can become a punctual person.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we talked a little bit about yesterday. And the very first point is kind of a small point, but we have to sometimes say no, refuse to do too much. And that's not always easy, but it's important.
It's not easy. I think it's more difficult for some people than others. Some people just don't like to say no. And they end up giving in or saying, well, okay, I'll do it.
But they don't have time.
Even though they know they really don't have time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Absolutely. I was exactly that person. I hated saying no. I loved saying yes. And seeing that smile that people have when they say, oh, you're going to do it. Great.
But sometimes you have to say, well, I really wish I could. I'd like to, but I better not. You have to say no sometimes.
Right. And just like you said it, very politely, very kindly. And you express you still care about the person and their needs, too.
Right. So you might discuss this with some of your friends. And if you have friends who are late, you can talk to them about this. You might use some of these points. So let's get on to the other points. We have three more points to do today, don't we, on page 25. And so today we're going to talk about number two. And what does it say number two is?
To set aside a few minutes to plan.
Okay. So don't take on too much. And to take time or set aside a few minutes to plan. Let's read that part right there, listen closely, and maybe read along with us.
Two, set aside a few minutes to plan. Look at your day the night before or first thing in the morning. Where do you have to be and by when? What do you have to do? And how long will each task take you? All you have to do is a bit of time budgeting. Say you have three tasks to complete, and two meetings that both require a little prep and travel time. Schedule an approximate time for each of the three tasks, and give yourself some extra padding in case you need a little longer than you think. Accounting for error is not only practical, it allows you to zip around without worry.
Well, the title of this article, number two, it says set aside. And, Joe, we were talking about it. You said you set aside your clothes. And I do that, too. What am I going to wear tomorrow? What's the weather going to be like? And you set aside your clothes. Don't wait until I'll decide in the morning. So to set aside means to put the things there so they're ready for you. That's a good idea to set aside, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. And with this example, set aside a few minutes to plan. So carve out a little time in your schedule, maybe before you go to bed, just to think about the next day.
Right, so look at your day the night before. Don't wait till the first thing in the morning. Do it the night before. And I think that's very good advice, isn't it, Pam?
It's great advice. Again, we're talking about planning ahead. It doesn't take that much longer to plan ahead instead of getting caught short that particular day. In fact, the writer tells us, figure out where you need to be and what time do you need to be there and plan ahead.
Well, that's right. And you have to find out how long it takes you if things don't go right. And then it says here, you have to do a little bit of time budgeting. Usually when we use this word budgeting, what do we talk about?
You know, we talk about budgeting money. That's usually the thing I think of when we use that word to budget something.
Yeah, don't spend more than you have. You have to budget. But then don't take more time than you have. So you budget your time as well as your money, don't you?
That's right. You can budget your time. Same with set aside. We often will say set money aside for later when you might need it.
So you can set time aside, too, so that you have a little bit of time to get someplace early.
I often think about how businessmen will say, you know, time is money.
That's true.
You see those connected together very
often.
They
are connected together, and you should be there on time. So if you have three tasks to complete, and you have two meetings, and they're going to take preparation, it says prep here, and travel time, then what are you supposed to do for that?
She tells you to schedule an approximate time for each. About how much time will it require to do each thing? And I would even say schedule schedule an extra amount of time, a little bit more time than you might need.
Well, that's what it says at the end of that sentence.
Right, of course. It says to give yourself some extra padding. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a little extra time. I think about when I need to go somewhere, I'll check on Google, how long does it take? And if it says 30 minutes, I won't give myself exactly 30 minutes. What if there's traffic, for instance?
That's true. You have to give yourself a little extra time or something else might come up. So you have to account for error in figuring out the time. And also, if you feel that there's enough time, you don't have to worry about it. And it says you zip around. You go around and do what you're supposed to do, but you don't worry about being late because you've made it scheduled, so you'll be there early.
That's right. And if you zip around, you can move somewhere quickly.
Mm-hmm. So these are some kind of good ideas to set aside a few minutes. So you think about it. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to wear? And what things do I need to take with me when I go in the morning? Put them right there by your clothes.
Exactly. You want to set aside that time so that your following day is as smooth as possible.
And then you won't be so stressed out when it starts.
You can actually relax and do the things you're supposed to do and not stress about the things you're supposed to do.
You know, we always think about being prepared for things like when we're in school, we prepare for tests, we prep. We know we're going to ask that, so we read it up. But we don't think about being prepared for things that might happen in our lives. And we need to keep this on, even after we get out of school, don't we?
It's not just a school habit, it's a life habit. It's a lifestyle.
Lifestyle habit, don't
you
think,
right? I think, and you do develop as a young person good habits that will carry you on through life.
So that's number two, to set aside. What is number three?
Number three is about you need to have some hacks handy.
It's interesting how they use that word hacks here. What do they really mean by hacks on that?
This is a word that we're seeing more and more frequently. Even on social media, you probably see videos that might say kitchen hacks, food hacks. What it really is a shortcut. It's a method, a way to do something.
It's kind of like a shortcut.
It is. It's a shortcut in a shorter period of time. More efficiently.
Okay. To cut off something, to hack it off, right? To make
right.
it shorter. So let's find out what this next section is about. We're on page 25 right now, and we're at the bottom of the page in the first column. Have some hacks ready. So let's read it.
Three, have some hacks handy. Without dry shampoo, an accessory collection that dials up a basic black outfit, and a handbag-ready bright lipstick, getting ready would take me at least 30 minutes more per day. When you have some time-saving hacks in your life, your appearance remains strong in a fraction of the time. Someone once taught me to decide my outfit for the next day on my commute home every evening. Figure out what's clean and what will work with the weather to make the next morning that much smoother.
Well, we all have to think about which kind of shortcuts we need. If you're a woman, it has to do with your hair and your makeup, but men have hacks they have to think of too.
Oh, absolutely. Just little steps, you know. I usually have like a 5 o'clock shadow. I need to think about getting shaved, getting things together. You know, my dad, for instance, used to have to keep a razor and a little bit of shaving cream, you know, just so he'd look fresh throughout the whole day. Small little shortcuts, small tips to make your day smoother, to make you look sharper.
That's true. There's little shortcuts you have to do.
That's right, and it might be different for each one of us. For the writer, Susie Moore, she tells us that unless she didn't have dry shampoo, some accessories. Now, she uses a term that I had not heard used in this way before, dials up. Basically, I think it just means it goes easily with a basic black outfit and bright lipstick. She said these things cut at least 30 minutes off of her preparation time each day.
Well, I think just to have everything ready where you need it in a certain place and you use it every day, it saves a lot of time.
Right. You know, and I dial up, when I saw that too, I thought that was such an interesting thing. I thought of, you know, turning up the volume, you know, some piece of technology that dial, it's something that you can turn and increase it, you know, bring it up a little more.
Right. That's right. It gets it right in tune.
That's right.
Right in tune, isn't it? So when you have these time-saving shortcuts or hacks in your life, then you can still look good, like you said, your dad is prepared you know, just in case. Or if I'm going to have to take a picture with somebody, I like to have some lipstick in my pocket because it might not be there when I have to take the picture and I can't go find it, so I put it in my pocket. So you just get ready for those things.
Right. I think of some people who, you know, they'll keep a comb or a brush or something on them so through the day they can fix themselves up a little bit.
Right. So those are little hacks or little things that you can do. And she says here that somebody taught her to decide her outfit the next day on your way home that evening. But whenever you do it before the next day, that's for sure.
Right. Take the time to plan ahead, because if you do, it will definitely save you time the next day.
And she did mention here about the weather. You know, never sure about the weather, but, you know, if it says it's going to be rainy or going to get cold or hot, you can prepare a little bit about that, and it will make it better. You can still adjust it in the morning, but you say, if it doesn't rain, I'll wear this.
Right. One thing I wanted to point out, she talks about doing this during her commute, and so something that's interesting, she makes every minute of her day valuable.
That's true. And some people even look at their flashcards of the magazine and when they're on the MRT.
Yes.
That's, you know, getting ready so you can do something or read something. I like to have different books that are on my cell phone so that I can read a book whenever I want. I can't carry 5 books with me, but if I have time waiting for something, I can just look at my phone and find one of the books I'm reading. So you can always do things like that. Get it ready.
Absolutely.
So I think that's very important to do this. So far, we have to not take on too much. We have to set aside minutes to plan and then have some of these shortcuts handy. In some way, these things are a little bit related to each other, aren't they?
Absolutely. The key thing here is planning. I feel like planning is sort of the main theme that goes throughout all of these tips.
I agree. And I think a person who is perpetually late, the word that we used in day one, if they are often and repeatedly late, they have this problem, Joe. They have not learned to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's true. And they always think that, oh, well, I'll get by. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm late, somebody will wait for me. But that's not very polite to have other people wait for you.
It's rude because it's like we're saying, my time is much more important than yours. It's okay for you to wait on me.
And they don't think about it that way, but that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Absolutely. On the surface, it seems like, oh, this person doesn't respect my time. Even though for the person being late, they think it's because the bus wasn't ready. It was because my alarm clock didn't go off. There's often excuses that follow being perpetually late.
Well, then especially like here, if you're in studio classroom, you might be on one of the TV skits and you think, oh, well, I'll go over 3 minutes late. But maybe there's 15 people, the cameraman and all those people sitting there waiting for you. Why should they wait for you? Go over 3 minutes early, Joe. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. Again, I think I mentioned this yesterday. If you're on time, you're kind of late.
Right. Get there a little early so that they can talk to you and get ready ahead of time.
Right.
So these are kind of simple things, but we have to think about them. And if you do them, you will not be so stressed out. And other people you work with will not be so stressed out with you.
Right, and that's because you're being reliable. They know they can count on you to do what you say you're going to do and do it on time.
Good point.
Well, we've only had 3, so there is the fourth one. What is the fourth one mentioned
here? The fourth one is start batching. Now, this is interesting. Our readers are probably seeing this a lot. Writers are turning nouns into verbs more and more often in conversations. So batching, previously when you would see the word batch, it would refer to a batch of cookies, a batch of cupcakes. That means a group of something.
Mm-hmm.
So here she has turned it into a verb, start batching.
Let's find out how we can start batching. Let's read and see what the author wrote about that.
Four, start batching. Whether you're planning Instagram updates, sending emails, or even make-ahead meals for the week, batching is a time saver. Once you're in a shopping, writing, or social media mindset, optimize that by thinking a few days or a week out. A working mom shared with me the secret of batching meals, chores, and even paying bills online. Try it. You won't go back. How will you save time this week?
Well, Well, it's interesting that this last point here starts to talk a little bit about something with social media. And this month we've had a couple of articles that mention how social media affects our lives and so forth. And it seems to come up, whatever we do, social media seems to get into it somehow.
Absolutely. You know, my phone is constantly buzzing mm-hmm. around with Facebook notification, tweets, all
Line,
these different things.
Everything.
Line, every day.
And do you have it by your bed at night?
Now, my phone is my alarm clock, but I have to turn off my Wi-Fi. I refuse to have my Wi-Fi on.
I kind of leave mine on because, you know, I mean, sometimes somebody that's in Europe might have something important to tell me, and their time is different than ours. But I try not to pay too much attention to it. But it's kind of nice to have it handy, though.
Absolutely.
But anyway, that comes into this. But this idea of batching things, like whether you're planning Instagram updates. Now, do you use Instagram or not?
I follow people on Instagram, but I don't use Instagram myself.
That's the same way with me. What about you, Pam?
I don't have it.
A lot of people seem to have it now. But, you know, there's so much out there. You don't need to do everything on social media, right?
I agree. I'm on several social media platforms. I don't feel like I need to keep adding.
But, you know, if you have an Instagram update, what does that mean then?
You know, Instagram is for photo sharing. So that means that if I'm updating my Instagram, I'm taking photos throughout the day and I put them online all together.
Okay. And so if you're planning to do that, or maybe sending some emails or some lines or whatever you happen to use, it says, or even if you're trying to make ahead meals for the week, then what you have to do is to batch them. And it's a time saver. Now, what does that mean, Ben?
She's talking about
basically, we're batching a lot of strange things.
She is. She's talking about arranging things in groups. So, again, you have to plan ahead. And I have done this in the kitchen before. I have chosen a Saturday to make a week's worth of meals. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of time on the Saturday, but it was a huge time saver each night of the week.
So you batched your time.
I batched my meals on Saturday and made them in a group. All at the same time.
So that's make ahead meals for the week.
Right.
That's one of my favorite pro tips, and I always have a hard time because Taipei is very convenient for eating out.
I know.
In the States, almost all of my friends try to do that batching approach. They can have healthy meals throughout the week without the stress of, oh, I just got off of work and now I have to make this food and .
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's got a good point to it. I don't know how you can actually batch sending your emails. How can you do that?
So what some people do is, in their schedule, they plan a part of their day that is specifically for responding to emails. So maybe once every 3 hours, I stop, check my emails. Do I need to respond to anything?
Okay. Maybe once every hour.
You just have to avoid once every 30 minutes or
That's
so.
Right. All the time, right. So once you've done this kind of thing, it says you're shopping or writing or social media mindset. That's what you plan to do at that time. Then make the best use. We use this word optimize here, which means to make the best use out of it. But what is a mindset? That's very important.
Well, mindset is the way you think, or it could even be your opinions.
So you're really in thinking about what you're going to do with your food, then you're in that mindset. But don't think about your phone at that time.
Right. I often think of people who are multitaskers, who are, you know, shopping, and they're checking their Facebook, and they're watching their kid. Don't be driving.
Right.
That's true.
So you just have to kind of say, what are you thinking about now? What are you concentrating now? Don't try to do too many things at one time.
Absolutely.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
And she's almost saying here, focus on one thing. You know, we're all big at multitasking, but I think she's actually saying here, when you're in this mindset or frame of mind, focus on that one thing and get a lot of it done at one time.
Well, what if you get a bill and you say, I'm going to pay the bill, and you go and get everything ready and pay it, and then you get another one? Well, don't do it that way. Just say, oh, no, it's time to pay all my bills, and you go and see what they are and how much left you have and do that at one time. That's your mindset, is on paying all your bills. Don't just pay one now, one later.
Absolutely, because we're talking about optimizing, doing it in the best possible way. And actually, you mentioned, Pam, multitasking. Online, I often see people starting to encourage one another to monotask, do one task at a time, monotasking.
That's good.
Well, if you try this batching idea that when you're thinking about something, it says you won't go back to the old way because you will not be so stressed out. It's very stressing to start to do something and something else comes up and you didn't finish it. Try to finish what you're doing.
Right. Always finish what you started.
So how will you save time this week?
I will probably batch my emails. I have some student letters I need to respond to.
I need to batch mine. I've got too many.
I think batching emails is the way to go.
But I mean, then everything you do, just stay concentrated on at that time. And just say, well, for the next half hour, I'm going to do this. It has something to do with arranging and setting aside time. All these things are a little bit related, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So we've had many things we talked about. You want to be reliable, you have to be on time. But in order to be on time, what do you have to do?
You have to be punctual.
And you have to set aside time. What else?
You have to set aside time, and you need to have some hacks ready.
And that's another way of saying some
shortcuts.
Shortcuts.
And then we put things together while you're doing them and concentrate on them.
Right.
That's kind of what they're talking about here, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting to discuss it, and I hope it will be helpful to some of you because your mindset is important. You have to decide what you want to do about it. So have the mindset that I am going to be on time, and I'm going to be reliable, okay? Let's say that. I'm going to be on time.
I'm going to be on time.
And I'm going to be reliable.
Right. Going to be reliable.
Say that to your friends right now. And thanks for being with us today. We'll see you for another lesson next time. And have a good day, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.